This is Arosha Shive of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters with a weekly hunted update for the time period of September 1st through the 10th. And let's kind of get into what's been going on with the hunt. There's really, for the Satoshi's Treasure Hunt, there hasn't really been that significant progress. It's mostly been on the Tezo hunt. There have been some clue drops since the weekly hunt update. But since September 5th, it's been now 6 days and there's not a new clue. And the Tezo's hunt, which was supposed to launch September 10th, hasn't happened. So, yeah. I'm not sure what we are supposed to kind of, you know, make of that. So let's get into the show and let's see what is going on with the hunt. Okay, so here we are at the Satoshi's Treasure site. Let's do a quick clue update. So nobody has announced that the Earth Key has been solved. The next key that's unsolved from there is the checkerboard key, but we don't know if that's truly been solved since the private, they went public with their leaving the game because of lack of proof of funds. Say they solved it, but you know, they didn't release the key and they don't have to release the key or any hints that for people to be able to solve it, but and that's something they don't have to do, but that key in and of itself is still available and hasn't been publicly announced that it has been solved. And then if we go down further, you had the hackathon key with Cheese Wizards, which ended. I haven't seen any updates with Cheese Wizards on, you know, what went on with that hackathon and if, about the key release. Maybe there might be some news soon. That ended like September 1st. This is September 11th, so it's been a little bit. Let's see. The United Key, no one has announced that they have solved that publicly. See, the same thing with the Ladder Key. And that's it. So we have the Ladder Key, the United Key, and the Checkerboard Key, and of course still the Earth Key are the keys that have yet to be solved. Since our last update, we've had the World Key, Antwerp, which was a geolocation key. The clue was called Walk the Streets. You had basically had to go to this particular geolocation to find this key right here. Typically with the geolocation keys, they are like a geo sticker attached to like a lamppost or a building. Some are quite hidden or tucked away high up. It's still marked available, so until somebody like within the community says they can't find it, I'm assuming that is still the case. And that was launched September 4th. The hidden key had some uncover the dust. Has some Bitcoin attached to it. So the clue was uncover the dust. You're walking in the desert. The air is dry and there's no one else around. You're holding the notebook that contains all the keys you've collected so far. After you walk alone for a few hours, you come across a lump in the sand. The first hunter who unlocks the key will get $100 in BTC as the additional prize. This was solved rather quickly. This is the Bitcoin address. Like with a cool launch date, I wish they would use a different blockchain explorer than blockchain, but this is the one they have linked to. Had two transactions, 0.01 BTC, final balance is zero, it moved to a SegWit address, September 5th, 314. You can see it was loaded up September 4th, 2019, somewhere in the middle of the night, and there you have it. Someone was a lucky winner of some Bitcoin. Now, to solve this key, I haven't had the time to look into it, but if you go to... No, No, that's not what I want to do. View page source. And if you were to look, it's enhance. So you're supposed to look at these codes that are kind of hidden here in the frame, these numberings, which are HTML codes. So let's look at 8204 when we search. So is a Unicode character a zero width non-joiner? And it's a general punctuation. You're supposed to be able, from the hint that I've seen, be able to go through the little codes that we were given and be able to somehow figure out the passphrase and the site that you need to go to, because it's not given to us within the code. Oops. Yeah, we don't get the decryptor page. And let's see, view page info. Not for that particular one, and again, that was solved rather quickly. And then you had the world key, which was two keys at two separate locations in Switzerland. And you probably bump into our agents, so there's a possibility they didn't give a date or time that you may be able to run into somebody that's there. So that might present an opportunity to be able to acquire a business card. We'll see, but. And from the geolocations, again, the QR code smacked up against some kind of sign somewhere allows for people to be able to obtain the key. Okay. So the news from the Tezo part of things is, as you can see here, the clue has not dropped, or the Tezo mini hunt has not occurred yet. If you go back to their announcement, right here, in order to make sure that they're as robust and secure as possible, we're waiting to launch the main hunt until an audit's been completed. However, clans and individuals who are anxious to get started winning Tezzies can play in the Tezzo mini hunt, which has a prize at 5,000 XTZ, which is equivalent to 5,000 USD, and will begin on September 10th. For more information on that, we suggest you follow our official Twitter account, watch our website, and most of all, keep an eye on transmissions from the satellites that may be zooming overhead. There's nothing. If you go to their main Twitter account, which you're supposed to be following and looking at, there's nothing about the Tezzo launch for the mini hunt. And if you are going to track the satellites, here is a Twitter account that keeps a hold of, or should I say, relays the satellite transmissions. I am not seeing anything about the hunt. So there's that. But in some news, as far as Tezzo Hunt goes, the Satoshi Treasure Game Makers have teamed up with another group of people to help with the game making. This is from Lei Chun. Bitcoin Treasure Hunt is coming to the college campuses this fall. So Primitive Adventures, which is the company that does the Satoshi Treasure Hunters, Basically, what they're doing is they're teaming up with Block Venture, and they're going to go to 20 universities hosting educational meetups and mini hunts to help students join the game. IDEX CEO Alex Horn told CoinDesk the exchange will also sponsor some campus workshops focused on Bitcoin wallets and decentralized exchanges. So they're working with a network of people to basically not only spread the word, if you will, hit these campuses, do these things, working with the Tezos Foundation. And also they're going to work with, I believe it's MIT as well, to help build the puzzles or clues. So that's, you know, that's something. I've been linked in the show notes to that. And this is a Block Venture Coalition, the largest alliance of university blockchain groups and venture capital funds. So that's pretty much it. I mean, there hasn't been any real activity because it's just the lack of clue drops. Again, the Tezos hunt didn't launch. So it's been very quiet on the Western front, if you will. As soon as the clue drops, I will have another video. As soon as the Tezos hunt launches, I will do the initial video for that. And then whatever happens with that mini hunt, I will do a response video for that. Anything significant happens, I will do an update for the viewers. But for right now, it's just been very quiet, and it's just a little strange. And the fact that they missed the launch date for the Tezos mini hunt, I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see what's going on, and we'll see how things go. So my name is Aroja Shive. This is Satoshi's Treasure Hunters. This is your weekly update. And good luck to you hunters. On with the hunt.